Hello, everyone. This is Glenda, and welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this fifth day of April. We're moving along in some very interesting and challenging times, and I hope that these times will bring us together into a closer bond of love, despite the fact that we're not being given a lot of understanding about what's going on. At least if we can trust and love in one another, we'll get through it. And perhaps that's the great opportunity that we have to take and make lemonade out of it. I really cannot tell you what's going on. I have some insights, personal, and I ask for confirmations from on high. And there's a reluctance to confirm. I think it's because we're being allowed to discover the implications, connections, and causes of this pandemic that is racing around the globe and allowing us to discover within ourselves what we want to do about it. So let's do something good with it. Let's pray. Let's bless one another. Let's help one another. And let's learn how to live for one another. One of the interesting things I was reading online yesterday had to do with the face mask, because I have one and I wear it when I'm out. And I have had mixed reports about the face mask not being really very good as a protective measure and could accumulate viruses, and then you inhale them. And so I was doing some research and found that those fears were pretty much unfounded, except for the fact that the face mask doesn't do very much good for the one wearing it. The good it does is for everyone else, so that what you exhale in terms of little micro drops of moisture don't land on surfaces that other people touch. And people are learning to do this, not for themselves, but for others. I think that's just lovely. And so for that reason, I wear mine whenever I go out. And then when I bring it home, I hang it on the porch so that fresh air and oxygen can clean it for me, or for my purposes. Not that I'm extremely worried about it, because I don't think it's going to catch very much, because it's not touching anything but air. The problem, and of course what I exhale is already in my body. So really, I don't think there's much danger for the person wearing it, not even on a feedback loop. But it does protect everybody else. And I think that we're getting a little bit beyond our initial scarcity scare. Interesting, scarcity starts with the word scare. We had that in the beginning, and we were cleaning off the shelves of the grocery store, and I think we got over that. We realized that the only way we're going to get through this is together. Together. And that touches my heart. That makes me feel like, well, great, okay, we're learning something about living for one another, and we are all in this together. And it took me back to the great hearts that I saw in my grandparents and my parents. They had gone through, my grandparents had gone through World War I and the Depression. My parents had gone through the Depression and World War II. And in those situations in the 20th century, we learned to live together and for each other and to create jobs for each other and to respect the scarcities, to share and provide for one another. And it helped to break down a lot of the I kind of hate to say it this way, but sort of like there was actually a caste system in America, because the super elites were very, I would say more than snobbish. They considered themselves quite superior. And then on the lower end of the bracket, there was slavery. So we definitely had a caste system in what we call the land of the free, the blessings of God for democracy. I don't think so. But World War One and the Depression canceled that out. World War II brought us and the Depression brought us together. And then we actually did have a flowering of our nation for the first two decades after the end of World War II. And that was the generation I was blessed to be part of, you know, the big boomer generation. And we got carried away a little bit with our confidence, but for the most part, we were a creative, free-thinking, free-expressing generation. And I'm proud of our generation because we took a stand against the Vietnam War, and we took a stand against the Cold War, and eventually with our focus upon freedom and equality, we brought down the discrimination against races and the discrimination against women and inequality of pay. So I'm proud of my generation. We did some good work. And yeah, we did have the downfall of arrogance, and we were a little too much the me generation, but we were growing. We were growing, and I just want to see our world continue to grow. Let's grow together. Let's find the best that's in this and pull the best out of each other. And it will involve some changes, definitely. We will not be the same on the other side of this, because it's not going to end in 2 months. The big scare will end in 2 months, for sure. We'll have leveled out. We'll move into a new kind of normal, which is not the old normal, but it will be a protective normal. And then we'll have a little more understanding of what's going on. And we pray, and I pray every day, that the best of leadership will emerge from this. I pray that the finest and most intelligent and benevolent scientists will step forward with answers, and that this will not fall into the hands of manipulative agendas or one world power agendas that try to seize it for negative influence. And there may be some conflict over that. You can expect that where there is great potential for good, there will also be some threat of negativity that will raise its head. And so we pray just to stay shy of that and embrace the positive. And just remember that love can take you through anything. That's how people got through all the other crises of the world. Love took them through it. Faith took them through it. This is what Yeshua taught his apostles, and the apostles taught the first generation of Christians. And this is what Buddha taught his followers, and the generations to follow in Buddhism, that many of which would be highly persecuted. This is what the Dalai Lama would say today, and to teach his people. And the other spiritual leaders of the world are working very hard to get this message out, because this is what we have dedicated our lives to serve and to be here for. And it's easy to become scared in the presence of scarcity. It's easy to become scared when there's a threat to the lives of the people we love, and especially to the most vulnerable people among us, our children, our elderly, and those we're already caring for with extreme health protection. And our prayers go out to them today, and we For me, you can already count they're on my blessing list, and they are every day. I'm offering blessings 3 times a day, and I welcome you to tune into the blessings and just be there with me. I offer the blessings at 10 a.m. Central Time, at 2 p.m. Central Time, and then at 10 p.m. Central Time. So today it will be a little different because we're on our blessing call. But if you want to tune in and be with me, blessing givers, join me. Let's make this a strong message to the world that we uphold goodness, we strengthen love, and we bring forth the grace of our Heavenly Father upon this earth every day. God created the earth, and there's no reason at all that His power cannot surmount anything and everything unless we beckon and call forth the need to be challenged to make a decision. So go ahead and make your decision for good, and let's have the vote over. Okay, the faster we vote, the quicker we'll get there. And I would like to open our call line now to take input from our community and hear what you have to say and the blessings you would like to ask for so that I can add them to the blessing list for me and all the other blessing givers. So who we have already on the line, we have Nancy Lopez. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Glenda. I have been thinking about synchronicity, and it's all around us when we can recognize it. And last night during the phone call, there was a wonderful mm-hmm. synchronicity with a daily devotional that I read. You talked about patience, and then I think mm-hmm. it was Susan who talked about letting go and letting God guide. And there are other synchronicities in it as well. And if it's okay, I'll read just one paragraph from it that talks about these synchronicities, because it's a wonderful confirmation of what we were talking about and doing last night when we participated in the worldwide meditation. The paragraph that starts, letting go, reducing anxiety, and allows me to relax into an increasingly more patient and receptive state of mind. It is a natural process for me to release each breath fully, to continue breathing easily. The letting go must come first. Likewise, when I let go of the burdens of struggle, resentment, or worry, I open my heart and mind to receive the inexhaustible inflow of good. I let go and let God in order to lighten my load and make my path easier to travel. So
that's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, and it so matches what we will do today with the Christ blessing, lightening the load, and mm-hmm. what Susan talked about, and the value of patience. So that's all I wanted to say.
Oh my gosh, Nancy, that practically says it all. I'm really serious. I could just elaborate a little more. Okay, I would love to. Okay, I think one of the reasons that this will take longer than we hoped for and expected is because God is giving us time to learn. Anything that happens too quickly, we generally don't learn from. It requires patience to learn. And I can tell you that as a teacher. If I moved my students too fast through a subject, they wouldn't get it. You've got to create an openness to reach people. You've got to create, I know as a teacher, you have to first create a perspective from which they can receive and even be open to a subject. Let's just say everything that we learn has to do with the appropriate fitting of our perspective and what is coming at us. If our perspective is one thing and something coming at us is different, we'll either miss it or we won't get it. Let's just say we blindfolded somebody and we told them we were going to take them to a great place. Well, in their mind, a great place would be a cliff overlooking the ocean. That's what's in their mind. But we take them to the south rim of the Grand Canyon. And remember, they're blindfolded. So we say, okay, you're here. And we take the blindfold off and they say, well, where is it? Where's the water? I don't get it. In other words, they didn't get what they were expecting. And so they missed the moment. But if you say, just take a moment, a deep breath, and look around you. Just look around. Where are you standing? Oh, well, I'm standing on some red rocks. And what's below you? And what's out there? Holy cow, I'm at the Grand Canyon. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. We are all conditioned by our expectations. And part of this is all wired into what we get. We generally get what we expect. But sometimes we don't get what we expect. We get something else. And when we get something else other than what we expect, we need to pause. We need to pause, take a deep breath, be still and look around, and consult perhaps with others and the synchronicity that's going on around us, as you mentioned, Nancy. You know, there are over 100 passages in the New Testament about the waiting on the Lord brings blessings. Waiting on the Lord will bring your blessings. When I was young and naive, I thought waiting meant serving. Like a waiter or a waitress. In other words, serving the Lord. Well, that does bring blessings. I can tell you that for a fact. But it could also bring challenges. But being patient, what it really means, when I got down to the Aramaic and the Hebrew language behind the message waiting on the Lord, it means being patient. It means allowing God to show you what is meant. What is being provided for you. We like to rush into things. We like to, if we're worried about something, we like to fix it real fast. If we're unsure about something, we like to figure it out real fast. If we're made to feel insecure, we like to get away from it real fast. We don't like to be patient. But I'll tell you, all of you, the identical twin of faith is patience. Faith is where we wait. When we believe in God, but we're not sure about what else to believe in. We believe in God, okay? We know that God will not lead us into harm. God will not lead us into foul play. So we have faith in God. But we're not exactly sure about the rest of it. That's where faith comes in, and faith tells us to wait, that God will protect us and keep us safe. So let's wait, let's study, let's look. In the meantime, let's love one another, let's take care of one another, and let's do the best thing we can for each other every minute of every day. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take some more calls. Thank you, Nancy. I loved your contribution. And
thanks.
I'm going to open the... You're welcome. We're really on the same page here. I'm going to open the line to Tony. Hello, Tony.
Glenda, hi. Hey, thank you for your message today. It points us in a good direction. Thank you for that. I have some good news. Judy's sister, Lori, has been going through more chemotherapy for her cancer, and she's responding really well. This is the second time she's going through chemo. So it wasn't very widespread, but there were a couple of areas that were growing again. And she's doing really well. She feels good, and the numbers are looking really good. So we've been doing blessings for her. So I want to include her again and my nephew Logan, and just to send them both lots of love and healing energy. But it's good results. Yeah.
That is good news, and thanks for sharing it with us.
Yeah.
And I love hearing that. Okay, Tony. Well, I'm sure you've already filled us in on the great configurations in the heavens. And, of course, there was a wonderful one with Jupiter last night.
Oh, yeah. There's also a full moon coming. We have a full moon on Tuesday, so I want to send a blessing to all our brothers and sisters for working with the increasing energy of this full moon. May it bless us all and bring us to the illumination that is possible for us at this time.
Great. Okay. Keep that in mind, everybody. That's good insight. And Susan, you are on.
Hi, Glenda. I want to thank you. First of all, I want to thank everybody. I wish I could be in a room holding your hands. There were lots of times when I do meditation, and that's exactly what I envision. So I bless all of them, but thank you, Nancy. So there were two people that I would like to give a blessing going through a tough time, and one is, her name is Jerry, and the other rhymes, his name is Perry. So Jerry and Perry, they're not related, but they're two people. But the other thing I want to say is what's getting me through a lot. You spoke about so many things, but one, you know, is like indelible to me, and that is I happen to have a lighthouse right outside my house, and I see it through one of my windows at night, especially it's lit. But you said always keep the light in front of you. This way you'll see where you're going. Don't keep it behind you. It's dark. Keep the light in front of you.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing to remember
if
I'm feeling fear, and certainly in a climate like we're in. Keep the light in front of me. And
absolutely.
I thought that when you said it. I said, because I could see that visual. Of course, if the light's behind me, I'm going to be fumbling. But if the light remains in front of me, I'll be able to see one step at a time which way where I'm going. And, of course,
yes,
the light is the light of God. But
we never say follow the light at the back of the tunnel.
Right, right. That's right. And, so I just thought of that. And you know what else I thought, Glenda, and relates to everything, so much of everything relates to you that I do. But I'm living in such timelessness. The only thing that means something is 4 o'clock on Sunday, which I almost forgot, and 5 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Otherwise, I'm in timelessness. And I like it. My day flies. It is totally timeless, which is probably where my soul always wants to be. So, I mean, I'm one
Absolutely.
Of those high-risk people that stay in the house, I mean, for over 2 weeks, and I'm pretty good about it. You know, timelessness, that's the way I'm living.
That's great. And you know what? It will change your life. You will always live on a higher level after this.
That's good to know.
In a way, we're all going to the high Himalayas to have a spiritual retreat.
That's very true.
Give yourself that image. You're going to a hermitage, and you're not going to be talking to many people. You're going to be walking around, praising God, living in silence, and eating minimally and carefully and taking care of yourself, living hygienically. Wow.
That's true.
Is that ever a gift, really, when you think about it?
It very much is. And the timelessness is fabulous. I'm loving it.
I know.
I love it.
You know, I really had realized I had come to be a shopaholic. I don't mean about going and buying needless things like shoes or clothes. I just got out of it. Every day I would go to the post office. And so since the grocery store and Walmart are only a quarter of a mile away from the post office, I would go in and just get around to see people or look around to see if there was anything I needed. And it became a daily distraction for me. Just a distraction, that's all, because I work so many hours a day that that distraction was kind of a welcome change.
Mm-hmm.
But in the long run, it was a waste of time because I rarely bought anything. And except for food, I never bought anything I needed. And now what I do is I go to the post office and I come home. I pray and I meditate and, you know, I make a fruit smoothie for myself and just sit on the back porch. And it's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I used to think that would be a waste of time. Oh, my gosh.
I love it. It's great.
So, you know, really, I think this is, I think there was, I don't think that our Heavenly Father would have created any of the negativity involved, but I think he is certainly turning it into lemonade for us.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Susan. And I enjoy that you and I can laugh together. It's
absolutely
always great to talk to you.
I tell you, we shouldn't live next to each other. We kind of do at some levels.
I know. We would have so much fun.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank
you. I'm going to open Stormy's line. Hello, Stormy.
Yes, Glenda. I had a very beautiful blessing this morning. I'll make it simple. I dreamt of me and my music. I dreamt of you. I dreamt of the lamb and the lion, to keep it simple. And then I realized, well, I've been doing that all my life, and I'll just keep dreaming that dream into my daytime life and keep your dream alive and walk it into the world.
Oh, how sweet. I love it, Stormy.
I mean,
you walk on high ground, and so it's always lovely to catch the fresh air you bring us.
Thank you, Glenda.
Yeah, you keep doing it. Just do what you do best, and it benefits us all. So I'm going to open. You're welcome. Love you, Stormy. I'm going to open the line for Virginia. Hello, Virginia.
Oh, hi, Glenda. This is Elizabeth up in New York. I have a friend, Jana, who is on the Isle of Wight and has, I think, been through the worst part of the virus. She has it, and she's been very close to leaving the planet, but so far she's still here. So if we could put her name on the prayer list, because she could use all the help she can get to get through this. I believe she's going to make it, but it's quite tough.
What's
right
her
now.
Name again? I didn't
her
hear
name
it.
Is Jana, J-A-N-A.
All right.
Thank
All right.
So
and she's in New York?
No, she is in England on the Isle of Wight in the English Channel.
Okay.
She's on the Isle of Wight.
All right. She is.
Thank
oh,
you
I love
so
it.
Much.
She's in my heart right now.
Thank you so much, Glenda. I know it's going to help tremendously to get her through.
Oh,
I just, you know, we thought we'd lost her yesterday, but it's a turnaround. So everyone praying is going to really help her, I know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I know, too. Okay, my dear. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your input. Your contributions were simply amazing. You are just love, wearing a body, and being here as a community. And to me, that's a great blessing. So thank you for being here. And I think since we don't have anyone else coming on the board right now, I'm going to just go ahead and prepare us for the blessing. And we will do our the work we came to do. Let's just be seated. Everyone can be seated initially. How we just chill and relax. Even blessing givers, it's good to just sit back, stretch out, stretch your arms and your legs. Breathe deep to the count of five and exhale to the count of five. All that you can, inhale and exhale. Just let it go. Let it go and let God take over. Because that's how the blessings come. Make yourself ready to receive by just taking out the eraser and wiping everything off the chalkboard. All the thoughts you brought into the blessing call, all the thoughts you've been having in life, being a blank white board on which God may write his blessings and revelations and messages, instructions, and encouragement, and a big heart with I love you in it. Just be still. As the scripture goes, be still and know that I am God. So, blessing givers, if you will stand with me, I will begin with my prayer to Yeshua. And after that, you will say your prayers while we are conducting the energy of the Holy Spirit. Our beloved Yeshua, our brother, our friend, our teacher, our guide, and our model for becoming all that we can be, we thank you for leading us through this challenge and for allowing one world to emerge from this challenge, not one world bound by a political leadership, but one world bound by our love of one another, one world bound by our love of God and the love of God for us and our seeking of goodness for one another, our caring for one another. Let that be our one world, for that is the only one that can last. The only world that can last is a world of love. And we thank you for showing us that and giving us the strength to reach for that in our life and to protect the lives of those around us. We know that you're already with those who suffer, and we thank you. We know we don't have to ask, but we do express our gratitude and our praise that you're with them, and we join you. We ask that you give us the strength in our hearts to reach out, if not in action, at least in thought and in spirit, to be with those who need us most, who most need our love, our understanding, our care, and our protection, to be thoughtful for others, and to be thoughtful about our environment and the world we share. We thank our Heavenly Father for creating a universe in which only love can win. It does have its challenges from time to time, and right now, we're in one of them. But we pray to walk beside you, to be on the winning team, knowing that only love can win. We ask that you strengthen our faith and you give us instructions and revelations and understanding each step of the way as we are prepared to receive and understand and implement them. we surrender all judgment because we don't have knowledge enough to even understand, much less to judge. We surrender into humility, knowing therein is the power you've given us, that in humility is where we find you, and then you become our strength. In this, we know we are joined with the Holy Spirit, with our brother, Yeshua, and our Heavenly Father, for the triumph of peace on earth and love among all mankind. With this, we say thank you and amen. Now you may start your prayer, and the blessing givers and I will convey the energy of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's for you to open yourself, relax, and receive. So go and rest for 7 minutes or more. It's okay if you sleep. It's okay if you meditate, but don't think. And don't say words, don't talk. Just be a blank slate upon which God can write his blessings. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.